What's up, podcast, and welcome back to episode 6 of the Heroes for Sale podcast. Today, we're going to go through a couple of topics that have gone on in the news and just in general in the hobby world since episode 5, which was my recap of the National. That was 2 weeks ago, I think, was the last episode. I have been busy working on a final project for my grad class. Not an excuse, but just wanted to throw that out there, and hopefully in the next few weeks we're going to have more than just one show every 2 weeks. I'm trying to get a show every week, but timing is really something that I'm trying to work on a little bit. But after this paper, we should have more time on my hand. I should have more time on my hands to record. So right away, we'll start off. Last week, Topps Heritage came out, and if you have been following me on Instagram, which you should, which is if you're listening to this podcast, most likely you're finding me from Instagram. It's Heroes for Sale. And you'll see Heritage is one of my favorite products. I think it has one of the rookie cards that is most collectible. I know a couple weeks ago, no, probably about a week ago, I put out a post with a couple of Vlad cards that you can go back and take a look at. And it had Topps Finest, Topps Stadium Series, and then Allen and Ginter. And those were some of the other rookie cards that kind of come out through the year as some of these top prospects get called up. But I think Heritage High Number is basically it's Heritage Update. Like if you were to compare it to Flagship, you'd have Series 2 and then Update and then Series 1 at the beginning of the year. So you have like the checklist was just, I mean, absolutely loaded. You had all the main rookies. You had Michael Chavis' first rookie card. You had Nick Senzel in there. You had Chris Paddock in there. Tons of great cards to just collect. And then they also had the action rookies, which are a ton of fun to kind of look at. They weren't on the checklist for some reason, which I thought was interesting. But then when I was looking on eBay, I did see some of the action rookies, which are, I mean, they're pretty cool. I do like the action rookies compared to the regular rookies. They're obviously going to be more expensive because they're short printed, but still a really cool option if you're looking to maybe spend a little bit more money on a rookie card. Like I think the Acuna last year and the Ohtani were going to be obviously like a little more expensive because they're short printed, but I think it's worth it in the end if you want to get like a better card to spend a little bit more on the action short print. Some of the other stuff maybe you have noticed, but the hobby market has just like exploded the past week. Like Acuna has basically doubled. LeBron rookies have doubled. And excuse me, when I'm talking about Acuna, I'm talking about the Series 2 short print. Series 2 short print is up to, I saw like $600 for a PSA 10. If you're looking for the Topps update, that has doubled since the All-Star break. And even in the past week, it's upwards of like $130. I had an interesting post on my Instagram a couple days ago where I was comparing the Acuna rookie with the 2011 Mike Trout rookie. And currently, I did round down a little bit just to make the numbers even, but you could buy 8 Acuna rookies from Update last year, PSA 10, or you could buy 1 Mike Trout. I'm pretty interested to see. It was pretty mixed. I was actually kind of surprised by how it seemed like I got one comment that said that Acuna, I said one people, or then another comment that was Trout for sure. So I'm interested to see, to get maybe some more feedback on that, just to see what you guys think. Like the Trout is about 1,000. Maybe you can look if you're a little bit patient, or if you're buying it at a show, or if you're buying it not on eBay, you can get a little bit less, but you're looking at about 1,000. And I did, like I said, I did round down for the Acuna. So it was about 125. So you could pick up 8 of those compared to the Trout, which you'd get 1 for about 1,000. But recently, the Acunas have gone from about 50 around the All-Star break. And like I said, now they're up to like 130. Another card that I noticed that has gone up is that LeBron James Topps Chrome rookie from 2003, the PSA 10. That's gone from just in a few weeks. It went from around 1,100. And now I'm seeing some that are up in the range of 2,200. It's crazy. And just as maybe on a smaller scale that you can look at, I was looking at earlier in the summer at some Donovan Mitchells that were PSA 10 Panini Prisms from 2017. And those were around $30. Like a while ago, I was comparing some of the cards that you could buy If you were looking at like a Luka, like a from last year, a PSA 10, like those were about $80 at the time. Those have gone down to around 65. I have a feeling like once the Zion cards start coming out, like in Panini, you're going to see some of the rookies go down just because people are going to be getting the Zion cards. But that Donovan Mitchell from 2017, that one jumped from 30, and now I've seen it around 60. So it's kind of all of the market of these hot players. And this also could be because basketball, I think it's the FIBA World Cup for basketball is coming around. So you're seeing some of these NBA players coming into the market. And then today would have been the release of the first off of the line Contenders basketball. And if anyone was waiting for those cards, obviously, the site went down. And if you go to Twitter and you type in Panini America, like it's just endless amounts of tweets of people complaining that they're saying that Panini, is they're scams because that they were selling out, even though like if they had done any research really, which it's Twitter, so like I'm not going to say like these people that are complaining on Twitter realize that they should be doing the research, but regardless, people were saying that oh they were sold out 10 minutes before the product was sold out, but if you go to the web, if you were looking at anything else on the website, everything said it was sold out. So the Zion, basically the first Zion card crashed the Panini website. And I really think that's a sign for things to come with these Zion cards. I just think there's going to be a crazy wave with these Zion cards. Like, I think one of the promo cards sold for $5,900, the one of one from the, I think it was the silver packs, the one of one Zion sold for $5,900. And the draft card right now, I think it's up above 4K. So like the draft one of one Panini instant card is up above 4K. So it's like, I just think we're going to see some crazy stuff with these Zion cards coming out. And that doesn't come out until November. So we still do have a little bit of time. I think there's still a little bit more room to grow for maybe some of these other players before there is a little bit of a drop. I probably will be waiting to see if there is a drop when these Zions come out because I think a lot of them are pretty good price right now. Like if you wanted to get in, I think eventually after the first, I think at this point next year, we're going to be looking at a lot of the cards that were non-Zion. So like 2018, 2017, and maybe even 2016. 2016 had like Ben Simmons and Jaylen Brown. I think those cards are probably going to be back at where they at their height. So, be at the height of where their price was, at least. So I think you're looking pretty good if you want to get in now or if you want to wait. Like I said, I will be waiting, hoping for that drop a little bit. Something I was looking at, another post that I kind of want to see if maybe you want to give your feedback is I was looking at some of the the Panini Prisms from the past 3 years, the PSA 10 population data, because I wanted to see if there was a trend where the number of tens was going up, and technically it was a trend. Like you did see like at Jaylen Brown. These numbers change also, so this is from a couple days ago. So like, if there's been any more logged, which I didn't look to check, but like I posted something on Instagram the other day. So you're looking at like I took some of the best players I thought were the best from the draft. Like they may not be necessarily who you think are the best, but these are just some of the players I took. So I took from 2016, it was Jaylen Brown and Ben Simmons. 2017, it was Mitchell, Tatum, and De'Aaron Fox. And then 2018, it was Luka and Trae Young. So my thoughts on this in general was like you have the Ben Simmons, which was around 1100, and then Mitchell and Tatum, which is around 2100. And then De'Aaron Fox was actually pretty low. So he was below 500, which I thought was pretty interesting considering he is a very, he's a pretty good player. And I think this year in Sacramento, they're going to probably. They may sneak into the playoffs. You never know. Like, it's just the West is just stacked. I mean, obviously, you got the Clippers, you have the Lakers, you got the Warriors. And they're all in Sacramento's division, so and they're it's all those California teams. So then you move on to the next year here, and then this is kind of where I found another very interesting kind of piece of data was that Luka was around 4,700 PSA 10s, and then Trae Young was down around 1,200. So I think if you're looking for either to buy a Luka or Trae Young, I would go Trae Young just because of the supply of what he's at right now compared to Luka. Like he may eventually get to the 4,700, but just it's already been a year, so as you go farther along, the cards are getting a year older and they're not getting graded, and there's a chance that they can get scuffed or they could get dropped and that hurts the corner. And that obviously, if that stuff like that happens, you're not getting a 10, you're not getting a perfect 10 on the cards themselves. So then that kind of brought in the question of like, how many Zions are going to get 10s? And my poll that I put on Instagram was it was going to be between 1 to 5K or 5 to 10. And in my opinion, I think it's going to be in that 5 to 10 range just because. Like I don't I'm trying not to exaggerate, but I just think that like everybody that pulls a Zion is going to get it graded. And I think there's gonna be with Luka, the hype behind his cards weren't exactly there right off the bat. I guess so. Like it was took a little bit into the season for his cards really to kind of start jumping up. But Zion, obviously, like he already has one of one selling for $5,000. And that is just absolutely insane. Like, I think we're looking at, like, I think in 2017, you had Lonzo Ball and all of his crazy cards. Like, Lonzo Ball has kind of dropped off, and I could have included him on the 2017 list of players. I think if you want to buy him, I think he's a low risk, high reward type of player right now, considering the Pelicans. I mean, they have Zion, so I think there's going to be some sort of a Zion effect with a lot of those players where. They're going to get a little bit more. I mean, Lonzo Ball does not like Lonzo Ball needs any more exposure. He's probably one of the most overexposed players in the league with the whole Ball family and then going to LA and then being part of the Anthony Davis trade and having LeVar. And then now you got LaMelo, who is, I think he just turned 18. LiAngelo is somewhere in Lithuania, I think. So I don't know if he's going to be making it to the pros anytime soon, but that's family in general. Ball, Lonzo Ball has the exposure, so I don't think that's really an issue for him. It really is going to be an issue of how well he plays. And that's one reason why I didn't include him on that initial PSA list. But back to the 2018 players, the Trae Young being so low, I think is probably a better buy than Luka at the moment. I think. In a few months, you may see, like, if Luka drops back below 50, like, that's where, I mean, if he drops to 50, that's where I'm going to be buying. So, just so you guys know on the podcast, and if you follow me on Instagram, I don't think I've said it on there, but I'll probably be buying Luka PSA 10s for 50 if I can find them. The other day, unfortunately, I saw three that went for 60, which is what I should, I realistically, I was thinking of going around 50 or 60, and I should have. Jumped at that opportunity because now they're jumping up back up around 70. So that's unfortunate. And then yesterday, I think, or no, earlier this week, Topps Archives also released. And that's not as big of a story, but you know, it's a cool kind of product. It has sort of that same feel as Topps Heritage does because it's all the, they take just the old designs basically and they put the modern day players in there. This year's designs is the 58, the 75, and the 1993 design, which in 93, you may remember that Derek Jeter had a draft picks card in there with the, and that's considered one of his iconic rookie cards. So that's definitely the checklist for, sorry, drop something. The checklist for that card is pretty stacked. I was surprised not to see Tatis on that list, but you know, it still has like Vlad Jr., you still got Pete Alonso, you still have Eloy Jimenez. Like, I mean, then those are the big guys. Those are the guys you're really looking at. So I think that is all the topics that I'm going to cover for this episode. yeah, if you want to follow me on Instagram, so it's gonna be Heroes for Sale. Hero. So I've been told that Heroes is not spelt correctly, which is it's not that's not true. But if you're looking for Heroes for Sale, it's HEROS for sale. You could have the E in there, but I decided when I started kind of this whole brand, not including the. That's kind of beside the point. But if you want to find me on Twitter, it's A Palmer Designs, and then another Instagram that I do some design stuff is Adam Palmer Designs. If you can look out, you can look for me on there. If you go to heroesforsale.com/links, you're gonna find a link to the t-shirt store, which has had some issues if you are on an iPhone recently. So if you're on an iPhone and it doesn't load, give it like an hour. Hopefully it does load. But also, there's a new page up there. So it's called On My Watch List. And it's basically cards that I'm looking at that I literally put on my watch list, essentially. And it's a lot of like higher end cards. And I want to continue to add to that. It's going to be sort of similar to the daily listing that I was doing. But this way, I can kind of track all the cards that I have been putting in that kind of. Putting on that list basically. So yeah, you can find me on there. Here's for sale.com/links. The podcast will be up on iTunes, Spotify. Obviously, if you're listening to this and you've gotten to this point, you know that the podcast is up wherever you're listening to it. Yeah, so that is going to be it for episode 6. I will talk to everyone very soon.